Welcome to Entrepreneurs, the Playbook. I'm here. I'm David Meltzer with Joe Tolzman, my co-host at my 20th or so web summit around the world. It's now in Vancouver. I've been to Collision Rise web summit and many others, not because of the locations, but because of the people I get to meet every year, the community, the frequency. And I cannot tell you, I'm super excited, Joe, because Christine Tsai is aligned with my mission of empowering over a billion people to be happy. And I believe happiness is derived by abundance, by the faith that there's more than enough of everything for everyone, more than enough money to help more people and have more fun, as you know. And she's the founding partner and CEO at 500 Global, changing the world by capitalizing the appropriate solutions and entrepreneurs that are going to save the world. And being the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute and the chief chancellor of Junior Achievement, with over 100 million alumni in this space, I am completely in support of and aligned with Christine's effort, and also a fan because she's a Berkeley gal. And yes. Go Cal. Bears. Welcome after that long introduction to the Playbook, Christine.
Thank you so much for having me. And go Bears.
Go Bears. Aaron Rodgers, CJ Anderson, and Lee Steinberg. That was for you. You're supporting businesses that you feel solve big problems. It's a global issue, not just for United States. What in your career, looking at your cognitive science background, has led you to utilize entrepreneurship and equity in order to facilitate changing the world?
Well, I think a lot of this comes from my own upbringing. So first and foremost, in terms of just the fascination with new technologies, I think a lot of that was just coming from my own exposure as a child of a Silicon Valley engineer. And in that case, it was actually my mom. She was doing the punch card, computer programming when it was done on punch cards. I feel like she was kind of definitely ahead of her time, especially for a woman of that generation, being an immigrant to the U.S. And I think that always piqued my curiosity in terms of like what is possible with computers. We always had computers at home, like the 386, 486 Pentium processor, and then so forth. So when the internet came around, this was like maybe, for me at home, it was around the mid 90s or so. It was a lot of fun just to build what I could. I mean, there wasn't much that I was great at, but that led me to, going to Cal, cognitive science. I was trying to do computer science, but it certainly, when I think back to the big chip I have on my shoulder, just not really being able to succeed much in computer science at Berkeley, which is very academic, very theoretical, to today, where I'm using code gen tools like Cursor. I built my own app, and I didn't really, it was just all prompt-based. It was basically like English is the new coding language. But I think the reason I bring that up in terms of my fascination with technology and what you spoke about was, our mission at 500 Global is to uplift people and economies around the world through entrepreneurship. And we do that through investing in early stage founders, certainly here in the U.S. and in Silicon Valley, but also in markets where we feel like there's immense amounts of talent, but that ecosystem isn't there. So in terms of really helping see that entrepreneurship, building new ideas, building new businesses is transformative, that's where it all kind of comes together and what we do.
Well, I got a case study right to the left of me. Joe Tolzman, CEO of Rocket Plan, an old school contractor who found his way into an entire industry by creating a SaaS solution for contractors with remediation and restoration for fires, floods, et cetera. And I think we've tripled the growth in the company. So 300% growth is not bad. Joe, what are you thinking when you hear Christine and her mission?
I think it's amazing. Amazing development. On the other side, what I did, I came to Canada in 2003, couldn't speak a word of English. I could say hello, I could smile a little bit, but I worked at Dairy Queen for a little bit to learn the language, build the confidence, go into the real world. Then I started doing some construction, repairs, renovations, eventually build up company doing new real estate developments. And life was good until 2008. And then we had global recession.
Yes.
The world fell apart. But I got so lucky. I locked in a contract that kept us busy for 2 years. That was like lottery ticket, right place, right time, awesome. But after that dried out, the economy was still not good. So I started doing emergency response, flood and fire restoration, insurance work, because insurance is recession proof. I didn't want to go through that roller coaster again. So when I started a restoration company with two guys, we grew it to over 100 employees. in the beginning, I was the guy doing everything, taking the calls, going to the job sites, doing demolition, cleanup, all the labor work, but also manually gathering all the documentation, spending countless hours doing reporting, estimating, and billing. And I was able to do that up until about 20 employees. Then we started hiring estimators, bookkeepers, people that work in the office. Documentation comes from the job site, so it was a very inefficient process. And after we've gone through implementation, or trying to implement three different software built for that industry, we always got to the same conclusion. That tech was built before smartphones, so it doesn't really work. And then I just figured, I got to hire a software engineer, somebody who understands coding, and have them build something that works for the people in the field, on a job, to easily capture the documentation. So that version was not pretty. It looked like 1980s DOS, black screen, green and red buttons, but it worked well. And we were able to cut off massive amount of labor, accelerate their cash flow, and then I realized what a massive opportunity to solve the problem for the industry. That's why I started RocketLine.
Christine, for you, when you hear an entrepreneur that has no technological background, actually started at his basement had a basement. He didn't even tell you. He couldn't even take orders at Dairy Queen. That's how little of English he knew. Yeah. To make it today to a multimillionaire successful entrepreneur who's changing an entire industry by creating the efficiencies. For you, when you're able to inspire and capitalize entrepreneurs and startups globally, and then get to see the impact. Because the impact that Joe's company has is pretty interesting. He actually solves a problem for society, which is when you have a fire or a flood and your family has nowhere to live, this is a huge issue.
Yeah.
And he solves it with a solution. What are some of the empowering solutions that you see that are impacting the world that Global 500 are able to impact and support?
Yeah, I mean, I love that story. I feel like we have found over the past 15 years in investing in thousands and thousands of founders is that they come in all different backgrounds. We actually love stories like this where they just have, there's so much grit. I mean, especially from founders who are immigrant founders or who are building in places that just aren't tech hubs like Silicon Valley. It's just much harder. Less capital, less resources around you. And, you know, even culturally, people aren't excited about you starting a company. They're kind of like, well, if you fail, I don't know if I would ever want to hire you again. Whereas failing is almost like a badge of honor in the Valley. So
I got two of them.
Yeah. So it's, I think those types of, I think that that kind of grit and the hustle and knowing how to operate with very little, like it really sets founders, you know, founders like you apart. In terms of stories and the types of companies we invest in, I mean, there's so many. Our portfolio is more than 3,000 companies invested to date from more than 80 countries around the world. I definitely love the story of Canva. It's one of our one of our most prominent companies. We invested in their very first round, 2012. I think most everyone listening may have used Canva or uses Canva today, but back in 2011, 2012, that definitely wasn't the case, and they were. Two founders from Perth, Australia, both non-technical, building something to democratize design for everybody. You know, at the time, it was largely expensive legacy software like Adobe and Photoshop. And their story is pretty well told at this point, given the company is now a pretty massive company. But they got hundreds of no's. People didn't believe in the vision, weren't that excited about enabling the world to design. But today, that's very much what they're doing. They have significant, billions in annual revenue, 90 million or so in monthly active users. And really, they are just, I think you could walk down, through the halls here, even walk down the streets of Vancouver, probably everybody has used Canva at some point. So that's
even the middle-aged mutant turtles like me use Canva. So and now with ChatGPT, it's even easier to use Canva.
Exactly.
Which is really cool.
And they, my kids use Canva. Like my mom uses Canva, so it's amazing.
Well, you and I both agree it's going to be the entrepreneurs that save this world. I just wanted to get to meet you and to elevate and amplify the success that they had, the billions of dollars that they've infused around the world in order to elevate ease and dissipate disease in all different areas, industries, careers, and jobs. And Christine Tsai has been a leader, and it's even more important for me. I created Meltzer Funding specifically to bridge capital to women and women of color who are the most, even in the Silicon Valley, the most underrepresented and most qualified to save the world. And so I want to thank you as well for infusing the capital, the energy, and the time. We have so many other shows to have you on. Check out, of course, 500 Global, an incredible company, changing the world. The founding partner herself, CEO of 500 Global, Christine Tsai, here at Web Summit in Vancouver. We are blessed to have the best here with us in a great community. I'm David Meltzer. This is Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.